parts of Wisconsin are already seeing the effects of a late winter snowstorm that could end up dumping more than a foot of snow in far northwestern Wisconsin. The storm will mean a mix of rain, sleet, and snow for other parts of the state, with much of the weather expected to die out by this Friday. Tim Halbach is the warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Milwaukee. Tim, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Tim, some of the predictions I was seeing this morning were for northwestern Wisconsin to get something like 12 to 18 inches of snow. Is that holding up?
Yeah, that's still holding up. There's winter storm warnings that have been posted for most of the northwestern portion of the state. Due to that combination of heavy snow, it's going to be a heavy wet snow as well for a good chunk of the northern part of the state. We're getting kind of our one band of snow that it looks like it's going to come through here and then lift to the northeast through the rest of today in the southern part of the state. But really anybody that has any kind of travel, thoughts about traveling up to the Northwoods over the next couple days, they should be aware about this winter storm that's coming through up there.
And how long is the snow actually going to last up there? Is this going to be a lot of snow in a short period of time, or is this 12 to 18 inches over the next couple few days?
So a lot of it is coming in the, with this first band, this is kind of setting it up. A lot of it is going to be falling today, overnight, and into Thursday through the morning and afternoon hours across that area. There's a little bit of snow that hangs on in the far northwestern part of the state into Friday morning, but it's just a few extra inches there. The real concerns are from now going through the rest of Thursday.
This is part of this big thing that's going on across the country, right? I mean, Denver got hit by this. This is a big storm system.
Yeah, very deep, low-pressure system that when we get systems like this, it's not just the snow, the heavy snow that occurs with it, but also the winds. So if you go even further southwest out into parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas, they're also having blizzard warnings out there due to that combination of intense snowfall and strong winds going along with it. We don't have any blizzard warnings going into northwestern Wisconsin, but still going to be very impactful, heavy, wet-type snow up there.
We were introduced, a lot of us, to the phrase bomb cyclone earlier this season. Is this another one of those, or is it similar?
Well, that's just one of the we have criteria for whether or not we call a low-pressure system, what we call bombogenesis. A lot of times that tends to more so happen out over the Atlantic, right along the Atlantic coast, when they have a nor'easter or something like that, where the pressure drops extremely fast in a 24-hour period. I haven't checked what our criteria is here, what kind of drop in pressure we're looking at with this storm, but regardless, it's going to be very impactful for this time of year and any time of year, for that matter.
Talking to Tim Halbach with the National Weather Service in Milwaukee, looking at our April storm bringing a lot of snow, as we just heard, to northwestern Wisconsin. Tim, you were starting to touch on this earlier. What is the rest of the state looking at, the parts of the state that aren't going to get that foot to foot and a half of snow?
Yeah, so this band of snow is moving through right now. It's going to move from south to north across the state. We do have a chance for thunderstorms going through tomorrow. And that we actually have postponed our statewide tornado drill, which was supposed to happen tomorrow, until Friday. Friday, we doesn't look like we're going to have any severe weather. We didn't want to confuse people tomorrow in case we have to issue a warning or two. We want to make sure that people know that if they get a warning tomorrow, it's going to be a legit severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning. We're not expecting a widespread severe weather outbreak, but the fact that we could have a warning or two has led us to want to postpone that until we have a better day to be able to do our statewide tornado drill.
One kind of warning we've seen a lot lately has to do with flooding. Is this storm going to re-raise the worry about flooding around the state?
Well, part of the Northwoods still had some snow on the ground, so they were working through a melting of some of that. So anything on top of that will help to kind of bring things up, but in terms of excessive flooding from this one, we're not at the moment expecting that. But some of the river levels are still at a high spot. So if anything, they'll they'll continue to stay at their level for a little bit longer.
Now, we're here in Wisconsin. I think all of us know deep down that snow can happen in April, but this is coming after some warm, open-up-the-windows days for a lot of the state. How common is it for us to get this kind of snow as late as mid-April?
Well, most sites in Wisconsin average about 2 to 4 inches of snow in April, so we're within the first week and a half of the month. So it shouldn't be too much of a shock. I know that people are anxious to break out of the mentality that we can get snow, but it's pretty typical that we do get at least a couple inches. Milwaukee and Madison both average between 2 to 3 inches of snow in April. The good thing is that with the sun angle that we get this time of year, even if we do get quite a bit of snow, it goes away pretty quickly. So for those that are concerned about the snow lasting a long time, it's not like we're in the middle part of winter anymore.
Now, you mentioned that statewide tornado drill canceled now because of some actual weather. It's Tornado Awareness Week. Hard to think about that, I guess, with snow on the ground. But what should we be doing? How should we be getting ready for tornado season?
Yeah, well, this is actually, the time of the year when we want to start thinking about it. We want to, before we have any severe weather, we want people to be prepared. So that's why we start doing this in early April as opposed to the middle of summer when, we've already had some severe weather. So people might joke about, doing a tornado drill in the snow. But we want to kind of – we're in that transition zone right now where we're having 70s one day and snow the other. Soon we're going to be fully into severe weather season, and we want to make sure that people are prepared going into that. So the drill hasn't been canceled. It's just been postponed from Thursday until Friday. So we'll be doing all the same testing, the same times as we had planned to do tomorrow, just pushed off until Friday.
And to take us into the weekend for the weather, what are we looking at on Saturday and Sunday around the state?
Well, going through the weekend, it looks like we're still a little bit on the cooler side for temperatures. With this time of year, we should be more so around the 50s, but we've got temperatures on Saturday and Sunday still in the 40s for quite a bit of the state. In terms of any kind of weather, it looks like we're mainly on the dry side. We do have something coming in on Sunday, which could bring a mix of rain or snow, but in terms of nailing down the details on that, I think we've been more focused on this the storm moving through today and going through tomorrow.
And Tim, leave us with some thoughts for drivers for the next couple of days.
Yeah, if you're going towards the northern part of the state, be aware of what the conditions are going to be like for wherever you're driving to. The conditions could be very bad with the winter storm warning area where that heavy snow and the wind combination is going to make it a difficult one to drive with. So be prepared for that heavy snow up there.
Tim, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Tim Halbach, Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Milwaukee. He was with us to talk about a storm that's already started hitting Wisconsin, and it's expected to last through Friday morning. Could bring a foot or more of snow to a lot of northwestern Wisconsin, so get ready.